Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:38-39. This is the answer which Peter gave as they inquired of him, What shall we do? As Peter explained, this is the answer that is given in each succeeding generation of time. The actions by which sin is removed is repentance and baptism. We find that this is the manner of salvation throughout the book of Acts. When the brethren were scattered because of persecution, Philip went to Samaria, preaching the name of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God, and they were baptized, Acts 8:12. Later, Philip preaches to the Ethiopian, and he is baptized following his confession of Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Acts 8:37. Saul is responsible for persecuting the church and binding those who believe in Christ. But on the road to Damascus, Saul encounters Jesus and is told to go into the city. After 3 days, a preacher by the name of Ananias preaches to Saul, telling him, Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. Peter had preached on Pentecost, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2:21. Now Saul and the Pentecostals, as well as the Samaritans, along with the Ethiopian, call upon the name of the Lord when they are baptized. When they are saved by the washing away of their sins, they receive the seal of the Holy Ghost and are added to the church. The book of Acts gives us the record of God's salvation, which is offered through Christ. In all of these examples, we learn what we must do to be saved and become a member of the Lord's church. The 10th chapter of the book of Acts tells of Peter being summoned to the house of Cornelius, who is described as a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Acts 10:2. Despite this description of his character, he must hear of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Upon hearing this message, he was told by the apostle, Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts 10:47-48. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.